This is the takeaway. Maybe a bit of a challenge today to ask the question, what makes us human? What with men shooting 14-year-old girls trying to get an education? But as a scientific question, we can step back. Visually, it's easy to pick the human out of a lineup with, say, a gorilla, a flamingo, flatworm, a dolphin. But what are the inner qualities that make us truly human? It's an important scientific question with some surprising answers. Well, for instance, why does it take a human like David Pogue to host the new series Nova Science Now?
I've wanted to do this since I was 5 years old.
There you go. Go ahead and reach down, touch him. There you go.
Lo and behold, on my first try, success. Yeah, he's laughing. I'm tickling this penguin and he's laughing. That's amazing. That's awesome.
He's not ticklish. That's what a male does when they want to court a female, and they say, are you ready to breed?
I see. So it wasn't tickling so much as...
tickling.
Great moment. That's host David Pogue, very much a human, trying to tickle a penguin in the first episode of Nova Science Now, which is produced by our partner WGBH in Boston. The first program in the series is called What Makes Us Human, and it airs on PBS tonight. Pogue is also tech columnist for our partner, The New York Times. David Pogue, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much.
So you obviously are having delightful and a little bit embarrassing fun there in this series. But what is the science of answering the question, what makes us human?
Well, what does make us human? What separates us from other animals? And that was the pursuit of this question on this episode. The laughter segment was one of my favorites of all time. Laughter, we seem to be the only animals who laugh. So we spent a day at the Cincinnati Zoo and had me tickle baby animals. You know, there could be worse jobs. In fact, I was able to get that baby penguin to laugh, I thought, but I had no success with the elephants or the porcupines or the giant crabs and so on. So we then went to study the history of laughter through the various ape families. And it's really wild. The farther you go back in evolution, the more rudimentary these grunts go. In the beginning, the ancestors of today's great apes would just kind of chuff. They'd be doing whenever they were play fighting. And we do seem to be the only animals who laugh at others of us. So the apes will laugh when they're playing, but we laugh as we watch other people play.
It's also a key to our survival. I mean, in part of this series, What Makes Us Human, you talk to a doctor who doesn't study comedy. That's one great job. She actually studies laughter in babies. Dr. Gina Moreau from Johnson State College in Vermont. Let's listen.
Smiling and laughter are hardwired into the system. Newborn babies smile. They smile in their sleep. It's an involuntary reflex. So this is something that they come equipped to do, ready to do.
Equipped to do, ready to do for a reason. What is the reason, do you think, David Pogue?
Well, obviously here again, it's a bonding mechanism. It's a social mechanism. We did this amazing experiment with her where they brought these tiny babies, 6, 7 months old, and the researcher and the mother would sit in T formation with the baby. And the researcher would put a rubber clown nose on himself and touch it with his finger and say, beep. And then he would do this for a few times as the mother was told not to react. And the baby didn't react. But then the researcher would say, okay, now, Mom, I want you to laugh like it's hilarious and silly. And he would repeat the exact same beep, the exact same mechanism. The mother would laugh, and now the baby would laugh. So it was amazing to see the baby take cues from his mom.
And you've solved another great mystery, David Pogue. Clowns, in fact, are scary until our moms give us permission to laugh.
I've always said so.
Amazing stuff. The first episode of WGBH's Nova Science Now series airs tonight. The host, David Pogue, thanks so much.
Thank you.